I think that this contract will have a significant positive impact on Pueblo and the surrounding community. I think that the projected value of the contract at $178 million over 10 years means that it will create a significant economic boost for Pueblo. I think when we couple that with the significant expansions that we will see at Fort Carson in the years ahead, that the future for the Colorado Springs Pueblo area is very positive, and we should feel bullish and optimistic about it. I hope to be on the ground in Fort Carson here in the next month or so as we look at the additional improvements that we're working on in Fort Carson, as well as looking at the possibility of a south gate to Fort Carson so that we can tie in both communities in a more effective way than has happened historically in support of our military and in support of Fort Carson. When you look at the overall budget for agriculture for the fiscal year 2007, the president has proposed that the most significant cuts in our entire national budget be taken out of agriculture. 25% of the total mandatory cuts for fiscal year 2007 are laid at the feet of agriculture. And I think for a nation that should be concerned about the importance of food security for our country, which is as important as oil security, that it's taking a step in the wrong direction. So I think that as a nation, we should be investing significantly more in revitalizing our rural communities. You know, I see that almost every week when I'm in places, as I was this weekend in Conejos and Costilla County, where many of these communities are withering on the vine, where, you know, I walk up Main Street and half of the storefronts are closed up. We need to do a lot more to revitalize rural community. I also think that we have not done as much here as we should be doing with respect to renewable energy. On that last point, January 11th, we had a major summit in Colorado where we talked about the renewable energy opportunities for the nation. I was very pleased that the president embraced our concepts of renewable energy and new technology in his State of the Union. I am looking forward to a briefing that we're going to have from Secretary Bodman on the president's State of the Union and exactly what that will mean with respect to energy independence. I am, however, disappointed that the president's budget doesn't invest in renewable energy systems in the way that it should have done. The White House and Washington are operating on a house of cards when it comes to fiscal integrity. You know, we're looking at a $400 billion deficit in this budget. The White House has tried to mask the real deficit because they haven't included the money that is going to be needed for the war in Iraq, as well as for the reconstruction of the Gulf Coast. That will be somewhere in the neighborhood of another $100 billion. And the president also has not included here what he has proposed, which would be the elimination of the stock and capital gains tax rates on a permanent basis, which would have a $2 trillion cost. And so, you know, I think what you know, the White House is trying to do here is to prove to the world that they are being fiscally responsible by pushing for these cutbacks. The problem with that is that it doesn't create a real fiscal picture of the challenges that the nation faces. And at the same time, I think that it makes some choices here which are not healthy for the long term of America. I think that the payment in lieu of taxes program is particularly important to rural America, and especially for our states in the West, and in particular to my state of Colorado. You know, I know counties like Kinsale County and Mineral County, which have, you know, 95% of their properties owned by the federal government. Well, for nearly half of our counties in the state of Colorado, they will be significantly impacted by the proposed cuts that the president has made on PILT payments again this year. You know, last year, I led the efforts to fight back to restore some of those funds for our western states, and I intend to be an effective participant in fighting back